This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel's military moving to a new phase of its war with Hamas in Gaza. The chief of the general staff says ground forces continued operation in the bombarded Palestinian enclave. He said our forces are currently operating on the ground in Gaza. He said that during a televised message. People in Gaza had barely any communications with the outside world on Saturday as Israeli jets dropped more bombs and suggested the long-threatened ground offensive has begun. Internet and cell phone service was cut off Friday night. In New York, the United Nations calling for a ceasefire. Let's get the latest on that from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Saturday that he was encouraged by the growing international consensus for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But instead of a pause, he said there has been an unprecedented escalation of bombings in the Gaza Strip. He said the communications blackout imposed by Israel on Gaza is affecting the UN's ability to reach its staff, whom he is deeply concerned about. The UN chief said a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding there and repeated his appeal for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of hostages, and scaled-up delivery of humanitarian relief to Gaza.
VOA's Margaret Bashir in New York. Arab Gulf states Saturday warned Israel against further ground operations in the Gaza Strip, with Saudi Arabia denouncing land incursions as unjustified and Oman condemning possible war crimes. Pakistani police broke up anti-government protesters ahead of a pro-Palestinian rally. One of